things it's good to read, they're not. Like some magazines.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Pretty things and good reading. I like to read, but I have cataracts on both eyes, so I don't know how long I'll be reading.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you like to read?
Well, I like the Reader's Digest, and I like good religious books, magazines, and my little church paper. I like that. I don't care about some magazines with all kind of love stories and things in them. I just like good
books. Let's see. Are most of your friends people who live in this county and in this area?
Well, yes, they are.
Have you ever lived anywhere besides
here? Well, no, you might not see outside of where I was living, where I was raised down. You might. We moved up here about the third or fourth year after we were married. We've been here for 6 years.
Have you ever taken any trips?
I went to Washington State one time to visit my daughter. We went to Seattle.
That's a long way away.
And then when my son was working in the Pentagon in Washington, why, I visited him. But outside of that, never have been in Florida, no farther than Jackson.
Uh-huh. Now let's see, I'll ask you some questions about your mother. Would you tell me a little bit about your mother, where she was raised?
Well, she was raised down near Glenwood. I don't know, you know, she was like myself, she was old-fashioned. She wore her aprons all the time. Long apron, long dresses in her aprons, about as long as her dresses. And my daddy smoked a pipe. And I don't know.
Was your mother a good cook?
Yeah, she was a good cook. And her and my daddy were good hosts. People did enjoy this.
Did your mother ever do any kind of work besides just...
Not that I know.
And let's see, what about her parents? Can you tell me where they came from?
I don't remember. I don't have but one grandparent that I ever remember. And she died when I was tiny. I just can't remember them coming in and telling me that the grandmother was there. I was little enough that I don't really knew what that meant.
Mm-hmm. And was that your father's mother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now let's see. Your father, where was he born?
Well, right down there, 7 or 8 miles.
Mm-hmm. And what was his occupation?
He was a farmer, and he worked his church and kind of had a little church. And when, during the winter, when he wasn't a farmer and working turpentine, he got out and cut logs for other people in the woods. My daddy was a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He had to raise 8 and other children.
I guess so.
And our farm was small, and it wasn't very good either. Mm-hmm. When he and an old colored man, Jack Dasher, used to cut logs. And you know, they didn't have ways to carry them to Darien then. And they made rafts and drifted them down the Elkin River.
Oh my goodness.
This old colored man was a real good friend. They worked together.
Was he a local man too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's see, what can you tell me about your father?
Well, my grandmother, she's one of the
countries.
But I don't know anything else about her. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your mother or father ever talking about what your grandparents did for a living?
No, I don't. I
So then, can you go back any farther than your grandparents on either side? Do you know anything about any of